ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jung.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang!
Another nail. Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
To the big shed. We're down here live. We're here from us till 7 o'clock, and we're promoting and launching our new lager, the Triple M new lager. And a few of our family are having a few frothies as I speak. I'll say a good afternoon and good evening to Bernie Vince and young Gregory Blewett. Welcome to the Rush Hour, chaps.
G'day, Jars.
This one's frothing up.
That's the problem is everyone thinks that's his first one, but it's his seventh.
Right.
All right, we're just about
sip,
to do a show.
Seventh sip. Now, how are you, Jars? You good?
Oh, I'm up and about. Love being in front of the family. Good to see you. G'day, everyone. Welcome. Yeah. Now, our brekkie crew are here, Roo and Ditz.
All right.
But we can't find them because they're in the VIP area. Well, they don't want to socialise with our beautiful people.
You know,
just wanker area, that's where they're going.
Now, the VIP line was over the other side of the fence, and Roo goes, I've never lined up for anything. So he went straight upstairs.
Did he? In his one leg.
Yeah, well,
Ditz is on his way out.
Ditz is leaving.
Good stuff, Ditz.
Good to catch up, mate.
Well done. Now, the draft last night, we got plenty to get through. Adelaide Crows picked up young Josh Rochelle. Rochelle from Seinfeld.
Yes, he's coming on.
Him live.
Rochelle. Yes.
No, I'm going to call him Rochelle. All right? Okay. We'll have a chat to him. And Port Adelaide, pick 12, picked up Joshie Sin.
Yes.
Another halfback flanker at Port Adelaide.
Traded up.
They must have a truckload of halfback flankers down there, Bernie.
Well, yes, they do. And they traded to get him. They traded with West Coast to move up a couple of spots. So obviously thought he might have gone in the next couple of picks. So they're wrapped to get him.
Yeah. So looking forward to catching up with the young Beer with Blue.
Well,
we got a good story.
I've got an X-rated story.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
Good.
Right.
Good.
Nice. X-rated. We're live to the family.
They're hit and miss, these stories.
They are horrible stories.
Yeah. More miss than hit, generally.
Hey, some good news out of the Shield game that's going on now. We're going to get thumped
again
by Queensland.
Oh, that's great news, good.
No, but Travis Head made 100. 100.
Oh,
hey.
Right, so hopefully that might get him into that first
test. Do you think it'll get him in or not?
Yes.
Well, it should do.
Yeah.
100's 100, right?
Well, you, mate, you
why did he get to 101 get out?
Well, he didn't mean to get out.
Why didn't he go on with it?
Well, he got more than most, mate.
Yeah, well.
And Australia will name their test captain tomorrow or Saturday.
Well, you're saying Saturday.
Well, I heard that they've both interviewed with Cricket Australia.
Stephen Smith and Pat Cummins.
Yeah,
not Cummings.
Paddy Boy, PC, I'll call him.
The mail is it's going to be Pat.
There they go. Look at him. Yeah.
I'd give it to Steve,
but
I've got a feeling that Pat Cummins will be the next test captain of Australia.
There you go. Greg Blewett's just given us the intel there. Now, Burn.
Yes.
Burn, can I give you a draft stat?
Yes, give me it.
This is not my stat, but it's from a family member. Crows and Port Adelaide are the only two AFL teams never to have a number one draft pick.
Well, technically Adelaide did last year.
But, mate, no, they didn't. But they still didn't have the number one draft pick.
Well, the Western Bulldogs.
Isn't that a fascinating stat?
Match the bid.
Port Adelaide and the Adelaide Crows have never, ever had a number one draft pick.
Well, there's a few others as well.
Carlton Football Club have had 5 number one draft picks. 5.
Yeah.
And they're still shite.
But I'm with you. I'm counting last year. Because we finished bottom.
But they didn't have the number one draft pick last year, Greg.
Okay.
Well, I just sort of throw that out before we get underway.
Well, that was a great stat. Oh. There's about 10 other clubs that haven't had one either.
Is that it?
Thought it was all right.
Is there any more to that? Do you want to do the facts later? Yeah, you're on fire.
We're at the big shed. Good people down here. We've got the Triple M Lager. We're launching it. It's going to be in some outlets around us, South Australia. Ben, our producer, who's 3 parts already, isn't it?
Speak up, man.
Lockleys. Okay, burn your turf.
Yeah, that's right near my house.
Right, Greg, up next.
Up next, Josh Rochelle, number 6 pick for the Crows.
I thought they said Rachel. Nah, righto.
With pick 6, the Adelaide Crows have selected Joshua Rochelle from the Murray Bush Rangers.
Well done to Joshua. A big smile there. What a moment. This entertaining, high-energy small from the country. He is a classy presence, enormous potential, and Adelaide have spent a lot of time on him and discussing with him his future.
Well, he joins us, makes his debut on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon to you, young Josh. Rochelle, welcome, young man.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, mate, we're very excited. Bernie Vince, former Adelaide Crows superstar who was traded to the Melbourne Football Club. Very happy to have you on board, young man.
You don't need to say that.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
You don't need to say I was traded away by Mark Ricciuto's upstairs. Joshy, when did the Adelaide conversation start, mate? Because didn't play a lot of footy this year. Bit of a weird year to get drafted.
Yeah, it was a weird year, especially being from Victoria. I only got the 13 games in across all levels. Yeah, had some interviews with Adelaide early in the year, and then yeah, started to ramp up a bit closer to the draft with the home visit a week before, and then yeah, the conversations with Hamish and the crew probably increased a lot more over the last couple of days.
Hey Josh, congratulations, mate! Welcome to the Crows. I'm sure last night was very exciting. What about today? You're still on a high. Have you done much media? How's today been?
Yeah, I'm still on a massive high, actually. If I sound a bit tired, it's because I haven't slept much last night, so I'm just buzzing so much. But yeah, a lot of media today. Headed down to Marvel Stadium to do some media and photo stuff this morning. And then, yeah, phone's just been going flat out the whole day on radio stations. But yeah, it's been very good.
Hey, Joshy, we saw your highlights and very entertaining, very special, actually. What about some of your areas you need to work on? What are your weaknesses?
Yeah, I think one thing going into the club, I want to increase my endurance a lot more, especially if I want to play at the higher level and play it early on. It's something I need to work on. And then just not shy away from my strengths as well. Just trying to keep improving them as regularly as possible.
Hey, Josh, I'm not sure about your timing, mate, because Darren Burgess has come on board season, and he's renowned for his pre-seasons.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard about Darren, so it's going to be a very big pre-season and looking forward to it, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be very challenging.
Hey, if I said the word or the last name Jarman to you, what springs to mind? What first name?
He wouldn't.
Darren Jarman.
Darren!
Yum, yum,
he's one of us.
Hey, Yumi, we're going to get on just fine, Joshy, because Andrew's just thrown the mic down. He's sick of it. He's over it. But this is what they remember. You only remember by the big games, Jars.
Josh, you and I need to have a coffee when you get that late. I've got some tapes to show you.
But the good thing is you've got a few Murray Bush Rangers, well, ex-Murray Bush Rangers at the Adelaide Footy Club, haven't you?
Yeah, so played some footy this year early on with Paddy Parnell. He went in the mid-season. And Nick Murray got picked up in the mid-season as well, and then played with Busty back in 2019.
Young man, a bit of a soccer background, they tell me. You were close to signing with Melbourne City, but you know some of the Adelaide United boys. Now, we are in bed with Adelaide United. Now, football was a bit more attractive than playing soccer?
Yeah, I think that that physical aspect of footy compared to soccer got me over, and I think I was a bit more passionate since day one. It's probably just kept playing soccer a bit more because I was probably a little bit better at it, but... Yeah, keep a close eye out on some of the Adelaide boys, especially Yaya. Used to play with him back in the day. We're at the same age, and he's a winger at Adelaide United. So I'm hoping to keep in touch with him when I move over.
All right.
Hey, Josh, if there's one player in the AFL you could say, I play a lot like him, who would it be?
Well, interesting question, because everyone who asks me this compares myself to Toby Green. And it's something I'm going to cut out as soon as possible because I just want to create my own legacy. If I had to say one player, it'd be him. But yeah, I just want to be my own person and create my own path.
How much time have you spent in Adelaide, Josh, if any?
I've been there the once, actually, only when I was 12, but that's it for a soccer tournament. So I'm pretty new to it all, and I'm keen to get stuck into things and meet at the club.
You're coming to the best city on earth. Yes. That's where you're coming to, on earth. Global, and we're a global show, young man. Now, we're off-field. Are we rolling around with a young girlfriend or what?
Or an old one?
Nah, no girlfriend here.
Good boy.
can't wait to get over there and then.
Come over and what? Sample a few or something, Joshy? What about that? I love the answer there. Oh, no, I'm single and I can't wait to... Oh, whoops, I meant can't wait to train.
Good boy. Now, how do we pronounce your last name? Because I've already given you a new nickname.
Yeah, Rochelle's the right way to pronounce it, but back in Italy they pronounce it Rochelle. But yeah, in Australia we're called Rochelle.
So Joshua Rochelle.
Yeah.
Not this little bit from Seinfeld.
Rochelle, Rochelle, huh?
Rochelle, Rochelle.
Yeah. Oh, Rochelle, Rochelle. A young girl, strange erotic journey from Milan to Memphis.
Yeah.
Someone stole Rochelle, Rochelle?
Rochelle, Rochelle.
Oh, young man, that's what I'm going to call you next year. Thanks for your time, young Joshy, and welcome to the Adelaide Crows Footy Club in South Australia.
Thanks, Keith, for having me, everyone. Cheers.
Good boy.
He's a star. Did you see his highlights, Jazz?
I watched a bit of it, and I saw some speed, I saw some skills, and I saw some confidence. Three ticks for me.
Yeah, like
loved it. X Factor. He's got a bit of Robbie Gray. Not Toby Green. Toby Green's a thug. Robbie Gray... He's a magician,
Class.
Robbie Gray. So I see a bit of Robbie Gray in him, but like he said, he wants to create his own identity. Yeah.
He'll get people to come to the footy. He's
a bit
exciting.
Like you did when you started.
Oh, I had hundreds coming to Stansbury.
And it's Joshua Rochelle.
That sounds like a pasta dish. Now, I had a bit of an interesting day today. When I say interesting, a shit house day today.
Yes.
Started off bad and got worse.
Okay.
But, well, Harvey goes to daycare today.
Three-year-old Harvey,
Well, no, not quite three. Three in February. Abby's away and has been, feels like
now?
Forever. Yeah. It's been about 10 days. Feels like 2 years.
Yeah, I thought it might have been a month, the way you've been carrying on.
Shut up, Bluey. Right. Anyway, he's got a little rash on his arm, so he's been sent home. So I've had to go get him.
Yeah.
While I've got Olivia asleep in
How
the car.
How old's Olivia?
Olivia is about 9 months, 10 months. So she's only been driving a little bit for a while. Anyway, I thought, you know what, I need some... We got tonight on, a big night coming up. So I've tried to organise my wife's mum, my mum.
Yeah.
I've got people running around I'm running around. I've taken Harvey to the doctors for this little rash that... Honestly, Bluey probably would have come off the ground, but we would have continued.
But Harvey's as tough as boots.
And you dumped him off on text the other day as well.
That's okay. He probably caught it off text, to be honest. But then I thought, you know what? I live close to Jars.
Yeah.
I need some support from a mate.
That's the boy.
So I thought, well, I'm at Henley Foodland. I'll give Jars a call.
Good.
We'll go together tonight.
Yep. Like it.
Yep. Rings out the first time. I thought, he must be busy. So I left it, let it go for a little while. And I thought, I'll send him a text because if he gets a text and he's busy, he can say, I'm just busy or something. From the text.
Yeah,
I thought, right, I'll give him another call. This is about an hour and a half later. I'm thinking, well, now I'm going about to go past his house back to my house. I'm thinking, I'll just have to go by myself. Right when I needed some support.
Hang on.
As I go past his house, Stefan's pulling in. And his car's there. And I'm going, he's been screening me calls. He's screening it. I just stopped the car. Got out of the car, just walked straight across and go, where's your dad? Where's Stefan, where's your dad? I need you to be really honest with me. He goes, he's inside. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. I walk in, past the pool, past your small deck. And I haven't seen you yet, your deck. Go past the pool, I walk in. And I thought something's flicked out of the water. There's a beached dugong laying in front of his TV, asleep.
I thought you were going to say out by the pool.
No, he's asleep. My headphones are pinged out because I was laughing. You were laying on the ground asleep. You would have missed tonight if it wasn't for me.
What time of day was this?
Oh, it was about 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock in the Arvo. And he's dead set asleep in front of his TV with his dog. How many dogs you got? Look, about six on top of you.
Three beautiful dogs.
But how about just giving a mate a call back when I'm in need?
He's switching off.
Bernie needed you today, mate.
He needed me,
did he? Yeah, he did.
So then I get inside and I start chatting to Maz because me and Maz get on well. I don't really like Andrew that much. So we get in there and goes, See, Andrew? I walk in just dressed like this, pretty casual, I would have thought. Yeah. See, Andrew? They're the shoes I mean. They're the pants. Look, casual pants, casual shoes. Get rid of these runners with jeans. You can actually go. So she took him shopping and he was like crying the whole time, cracked it and left. Well, what's your version?
Yeah, well, you're right.
And I don't think you went shopping to get that one, big boy. What are you farming? You're going over on the header with Dad next week or something.
Like you've been chopping
true
trees
or false?
Now.
True or false?
Chopping trees.
It's true. Now,
true.
True. What am I doing?
Chopping trees
now.
Listen, you always tell me too that you never ever nap during the day. So he's just come around once. He's come down once and you're just sprawled all over the floor.
He was very, very comfortable. And he's like this.
I did.
You did when you woke up.
Next beer with Blue, GG.
Hey, give me one of those famous giant beers.
It's that time again on the Rush Hour to have a beer with Bluey.
I love to have a beer with Bluey.
Clean belly, bill of health, Dyson. Get $100 off your first order.
Yeah.
Australian Hall of Fame. Rose midfield.
Today, Junior.
Oh, it never tires.
No.
Does it? It's brilliant.
I'm bored. I'm bored
of
that.
Bored,
yeah, we need a new opener. Is that surely we're
this
going live next?
Nah.
When
we're
going
we go
live?
Live,
yeah. Well, that's a good
so
point.
Finish it off on a good
this
note.
This segment won't, but those reads will.
No, they will get deleted over the Christmas break.
No, what have you got?
They'll disappear.
What have
all
you
right,
got?
So I've got to talk to you about a coaches' conference that was held in Brisbane.
Yeah.
At the Cricket Australia Excellence Academy up there. So it used to be the old
Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
Yep.
Yep. So there was a group of coaches up there, Jars. Do you know what a group of coaches is called?
Absolutely, yeah.
What?
A mob.
A number of coaches from all the different fields within the cricket get together and talk about the program moving forward.
It's just a group of coaches. That's all it is.
Yeah, a mob of coaches I would have gone with.
So they were all in this boardroom in Brisbane, right? So there was a dozen of them, and they all had to do a presentation about how their group was going, right?
Yeah.
So they had it all set up. They had a big... had a big white screen, they had the projector, they all had their laptops out, and one by one they were going around and giving like a 10-minute demo on, you know, what they were doing and how their squad was going, right? So one of them was doing a presentation and fielding came up.
Nice.
Right, and they were talking about fielding, and then one of them said, hang on, just wait for 1 second, I have to go get my USB stick or your memory card.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about Andrew Simons and how well he does, you know, a couple of steps and then he does the, you know, the split step and he's ready to go either side.
Yeah.
He goes, just wait for 5 seconds. I'll go get my memory stick and I've got a great demonstration of how he does it.
Everyone's
just waiting, has a drink of water.
Oh, no.
You know, it's on pause. So he comes back.
Oh, no.
He comes back in. Now, this dozen coaches is a mixture burn of females and males.
That makes
it worse. So this guy saunters back in. He's as proud as punch. He's got this. He's got his memory stick, right?
I've got a feeling I know where this is going.
And he's going to present Andrew Simons doing... So as soon as he puts his memory stick into his laptop, up comes this young lass giving oral sex to a young male. But, so... he has absolutely shat himself, right? So people are giving the it's just like plain as day up on the projector on the big on the. So he is literally diving over his laptop, like trying to press
smash
the power.
It.
He's pulling things that he's pulling cords
out. Already
loaded.
Just kept playing.
Too late.
It would not shut down. He's like, you know, control,
control alt delete.
Control.
That shuts most computers down. I know that for a fact.
Nothing.
Greg.
Nothing would work.
No.
Right? So, and by this stage, he's like, he doesn't know what to do. He's going, shut it down. Shut it down. For God's sake. Anyway, he ends up, he's got this beautiful, he's ironed his white shirt the day before. Right? So he stands up in front of the screen like that and he's trying to block it out.
Yeah.
Shirt, and it's coming up beautifully on his shirt.
Oh, no.
And everyone's, anyway, finally they shut it down, right? And after about 10 minutes, he sort of composed himself and he went outside, had a drink of water, and he comes back in and he eyeballs all of them. He said, listen, firstly, apologies.
Yes.
Obviously, that wasn't meant to happen. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
But look at me in the eye and promise me this never gets out of this room. And about five people went, too late. They'd all been on there.
He should have just gone with it. Just gone, no, it's a new fielding position. Short leg.
Was Warnie in there?
Tonight we are live from Big Shed Brewing as we launch our Triple M beer.
Good on you, G. We're down here at the Big Shed, as you said, and good friends of ours, Auto Masters. I've just found one of the Triple M family members. He's consuming some Triple M beer, which has just been released today, and smashing down some lovely pizza here at the Big Shed. Welcome. Jason's your name?
Yeah, Jason.
Good on you, Jason. What's your background? Football, cricket, cyclist?
Cricket, actually.
So you're a cricketer?
I used to follow young Gregory. We're the same age.
Okay, you got a question for the boys.
Well, yeah, Greg, who do you think will be captain on Saturday?
I think Pat Cummins will be captain. Ooh. I wouldn't give it to Pat. I've been saying that now for a week or so.
Yeah, but not very strongly. Put your...
Yeah, you're not...
Well, how much stronger do you want me to be?
Put your plums on the table.
I think Pat will do a good job, but I think at some stage he's going to miss cricket. That's just inevitable with fast bowlers. So do we want the Australian Test captain coming in and out of the side? For me, no. I'm very, very happy and comfortable with Stephen Smith getting it again.
So Stephen Smith, yeah.
Yeah, so Smith, they could still possibly...
Yeah, it's down to those two.
Yeah, those two.
Those two got interviewed yesterday, I believe, by Cricket Australia, so it's down to those two. But what do you think?
Well, I probably agree with you. I think PC's the way to go.
And, Jace, you are off air. You wanted to know about why Greg Blewett really struggled in the 90s for Australia.
What were you thinking of the Adelaide Test match, mate, when you got out on 99?
99?
Good question.
Does it haunt you like it haunts me?
Yeah. Mentally weak.
Sorry, mate. I've been egged on by Jars.
You know what? I actually got dropped the easiest caught and bowled ever by Courtney Walsh when I was on about 20. Right. So the way I look at it, I probably scored another 79.
You're probably lucky to be playing Test cricket, to be honest.
No, you did well, mate. I wouldn't want to face those bowlers, mate.
Why don't you ask Jars? Talk about Jars, the 93 prelim against Essendon.
Okay, no, Jase. Right. Thanks, Jase.
Good return fire.
It's the segment everyone's been waiting for. The Lightning Lord, Andrew Jarman.
Global all around the world.
Going up against the always well-moisturised Greg Blewett.
Plain Belly Hill, Bill of Heath.
On the Rush Hour, it's Bernie Vincent's.
I don't know which of you two is dumber.
Dumb or dumber.
Well, this is a segment we've put to bed for a little while. Because
this is your segment.
Yeah, the facts have come back. And you enjoyed the facts of late?
Love the facts.
You have, yeah? Well, today we're going to play Dumb or Dumber again, and we've got Josh and Timmy here. Is that the name?
Jason and Timmy,
Jason
idiot.
And
Jason and Todd?
Jason. He stuffed both of them up.
Talk about dumb.
No, but what?
Honestly.
So your name's your buzzer. Have we got you on yet?
I'm on, mate.
Oh, yep. You're on. Yeah, so that's Josh, Timmy.
It's Jason.
Todd. Jason.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Brett.
Nearly knocked me out.
I think I know who's dumber already.
Anyway, pull it back a little bit. So your name is your buzzer. You can call names, I've forgotten them already. It's everything that's been on the show tonight. So I'll ask you a question. Whoever's in first wins, whoever wins the whole competition is dumb. And whoever loses is obviously dumber. Generally, I play it with these two. And there's a common denominator on my far left.
Jars.
Question one. You ready, boys?
Ready. Yep.
Adelaide had pick six last night. And they picked up a guy called someone Rochelle. What's his first name?
Oh no.
We just had him on.
Yeah, honestly.
He's had a phone call too.
Active listening.
I may have called one of you his first name to start with.
Todd.
Oh, Toddy.
Josh.
Someone yelled out.
Well, if he said,
he had a bit of help.
If he said Timmy, I was going to just walk off.
Seems to be going well.
Pick two. Now I'm really worried about this one. No, I'm not. Who coaches Port Adelaide?
Jason.
Ooh. Jace, you don't have to yell down the phone.
Jace, you nearly knock us over
Who
when you
it,
do
it. Jace?
Hinkley.
First name?
Oh.
Ken.
Oh, jeez, I've got that in there. There's 1-1. 1-1 going to the third question.
Going well, Greg.
Travis Head.
Not bad.
Played a game of Sheffield Shield today. How many did he make?
Jason.
Oh.
101.
Oh,
yes.
Hello.
Oh, he loves his cricket.
Oh, Joshy boy's woken up. Right, now, so being in Adelaide, you've got to spread yourself across the sports. Adelaide United.
Go. You don't even know the question, Jace.
No, I don't.
Name a player at Adelaide United or coach. Oh, God.
Wow.
Come on.
We have the coach on like twice every show.
Earth
to Doris.
Twice, three times a week. Wow. Okay, pass.
This is going
real well. 2-1 so far. Question number 5. Our brekkie show, Ruin Dits. Top rating brekkie show.
Not really.
Name, and they've just taken over up there, which...
Have they?
Yeah, there's no one else up
That's
there.
That's rude.
Ruin Dits have added someone to their brekkie show. What's her name?
Loz. Todd.
Todd.
So your name's Loz now, is it? He's called out Loz as his name.
Loz.
Toddy.
I'll go Loz.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Jazz, that's 2-2.
Put me in.
So like I said, Jazz, if we need to go to a tiebreaker, what's the question?
Oh. Sorry, Jazz. Who's the better Jarman?
Oh. Jason.
Oh, yes, Todd.
Debbie.
What?
What the hell is going on here?
I'll go Andrew.
Incorrect. Toddy. Go again.
Oh, Andrew.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're not. Right. Jesus,
cut us off.
All right, you know what? We're all dumber for that.
I'm wrapping
up. We're all
up.
Dumber for that. Thank you very much for playing. You can have a stubby holder and a pencil case.
Pencil case.
Ride your motorbike home.
We're going to wrap this up. We officially wrap up now. That's it for us. We're done. Done and dusted. So thank you to everyone that came down to say hello down here at the Big Shed and the lager. Triple M. Well, they've finally found a nice beer to bring out for us to consume, yeah?
Yeah, we love our beer, don't we, Jas?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All good stuff, Bern?
Nah, it's pretty good, yeah.
Thanks for coming down. Gregory, all the best. All right. Tomorrow.
Still a bit rattled about how dumb or dumber went.
That's one of the worst things you've ever done on this show, young man. Honestly. There'll be some decisions made next Monday.
I think they're... did I pick the wrong two blokes?
I think you did.
No,
yeah.
You didn't.
No, good fun. A lot of fun. So thanks, everyone. All the best. We'll catch up either tomorrow. This is a Rush Hour saying goodbye.
Good evening.